This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. On a Friday, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, Abute Winter Stock himself. Thank you so, so much for joining me. And it is time to head straight into the motoring experience. And Opel is back in the game, man, with the all-new Opel Corsa. They say it's handsome, fuel efficient, and ready to impress, right? But the real question is, does it have the right stuff? Our motoring journalist, he goes by the name of Prashur and Naidu, will help us, you know, decide the all-new Corsa lives up to the high. Plus, to wrap it up, Prashur and will share a handy motoring tip to keep us safe on the road and leave us with the hot jam of the week. Good afternoon, Prashur, and how are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm good in yourself, and happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Prashur. And that voice note that you made with Chris, I really don't like you guys because I almost cried and shed a tear on air. I don't know how you guys do that.
That touches the heart, man. I hope it was a special one, man.
No, Thank you, King Bash, for everything, man. Thank you so much for that, Prashur. But let's head back into the business, right? I mean, you recently, you know, experienced the all-new Opel Corsa. So what do you think of the design? And let's get straight to it. What's the price tag on it?
All right. So this, after almost 40 years, six generations later, they've given us the new Corsa. And I have to say, the design was quite amazing. I liked it. I really liked how modern it looked. The front end had this gloss black front end, very smoothed out, similar to the Opel Mokka and the Opel Grandband. But the overall dimensions of the car, it's quite, I like to say, 3D-like, very, and I'm using the word dynamic, which sounds quite funny, but it's so, you know, sharp, and I think that design will age quite well in time. And pricing, well, it starts at 374,000 rand for the entry-level Corsa Lite. Our top spec GS line model with all the nice kits and bells and whistles came to about 460,000 rand.
Oh, amazing. Now tell us, you know, how did it feel inside the cabin? Maybe you can even paint a picture for us, Prashurin.
Yes, let me try and do Pablo Picasso. The design of it was not really that per se. It was very simple, very basic, but it had some nice build quality to it. Inside, you had cloth upholstery, a nice infotainment system, 10-inch display, very nice. And then the virtual cluster, but I think it needed a bit of, you know, modernization. It was felt a little tired. But all in all, I mean, it's leather-wrapped steering wheel, heated seats, all the good stuff that you expect, driving assistance systems like adaptive cruise control is a good one, then your lane-keeping assist, and that's just about it, really. And, of course, the price tag, I'm trying to, you know, see where one can justify what it comes with. But I think, for me, it's just the design that actually struck a chord with me.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, let's get into the heart of it, man. The drive, is it efficient? And how does it handle? Let's break it down, Prashurin.
So it's quite a fun little zippy, you know, hatch to move around, and I quite liked it. It was powered by a 1.2-liter turbocharged petrol motor, giving about 96 kilowatts and 230 newton meters of torque. So it felt quite nice, had a bit of gumption to it, and I think I took it on a nice long trip to Pretoria, from Buccleuch to Pretoria. It's about a 40-kilometer drive. I achieved 4.9 meters per 100 kilometers, so that was quite, I like the efficiency of the car, very good. And overall, just day-to-day performance, moves nicely, smooth, and yes, you are kind of lower to center gravity when you're driving this car, so you do feel it has a bit of that sporty flair that you would expect from the Corsa, but it feels quite nice. I liked it overall.
All right, and let's speak about the competitors. You know, who's going head-to-head with the Opel Corsa?
So, competitors, it faces the likes of the Volkswagen Polo, the Ford Puma, the Suzuki Baleno, Renault Clio, Audi A1, and I threw this into the mix, the Chery Tiggo 4, which is obviously in a different category, but I thought that has a lot more, you know, bang for your buck, so to say. And I think the problem with the Opel is that the depreciation is quite a sad one, because it's actually quite a great car. It's just, if you bought it, you're not, 2 years from now, it's probably going to be worth half, or maybe, you know, just, you're going to lose a lot of money on it. And then the dealership network is one of the things where if you have to take your car in for repairs, you might be waiting quite a while for it to get back to you versus, let's say, if you bought a Baleno where there's a lot of supply for it because, I mean, Toyota has the Starlet, so they both go hand in hand. So you do, you know, you got to really be picky as the consumer on your longevity of owning the car.
All right. I need us to take a trip down memory lane now. I mean, I know your dad, Edwin Naidoo, had an Opel Corsa back in 2008. So now let's describe, you know, that era. What was it like versus the new 2024 Opel Corsa now, Prashuan?
Oh, as you can imagine, 2008, I was 5 years old, King Bash, and I was definitely fresh out the womb.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember I was quite a naughty young chap. I used to take the car keys because Dad used to have a few test cars that he would get here and there, and I would go sit inside the car and pretend as if I were driving. That day, I decided to take the keys to his Opel Corsa, which he bought, and I broke the car key in the keyhole, so I snapped. And obviously, naturally, as a kid, you're thinking, "Oh no, I'm going to get a club." And so, by a couple of hours later, I ran inside the house, waited there for a bit. Dad had to get something from the car, and he realized, obviously, it was me. I broke the key in the door handle. And then the next day, I see Dad. It got towed away. It went to the AA, and I never saw that car again. And I was even talking to my brother, Brendan Nader. I thought perhaps maybe, you know, as a kid, you think maybe it was me, but I think Dad just got very, you know, the car payments were a different story, and I think he just was over having a car. And I think we were talking now, I think it's, at that time, Opel, they were selling bucket loads of Corsas, and they're doing quite well in that era. And I think if Dad did keep it, we would have been driving it till this day.
Oh, amazing stuff, amazing stuff. Let's wrap it up with a quick, you know, motoring tip and a hot jam of the week.
So, thanks, King Bash. So, motoring tips. So, always lock your car doors when you're inside, whether you're driving or parked. It might seem like a small detail, but it's crucial for your safety. Opportunistic crimes can happen in a split second, especially at traffic lights or when you're parked in a secluded area. But keeping your doors locked gives you an extra line of defense and it just helps prevent unauthorized access to your vehicle. And let's end off with the classic Bob Marley featuring Lauryn Hill, Turn Your Lights Down.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Prashuan, for that, right? Have yourself a beautiful weekend, my brother.
Thank you, King Bash. Have a blessed one, as always, and listeners.
And that's how we wrap it up. That is Prashuan Naidoo. Catch him every Friday on the Capricorn Adventure and Sunday on Eswatini for the latest car reviews.
Right? That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.